Looking for your next set of shiny math rocks for your games? Then head on over to fanrolldice.com and use code SPELLBOOKG10 for 10% off your order of dice and other tabletop accessories. That's fanrolldice.com, code SPELLBOOKG10 for 10% off your order.
Previously on Roll for Distraction, The Devil You Know.
The party arrived at their history class Tuesday morning, but Professor Gordon didn't turn up. They used the time to plan out their day. First, Oliver went to the student center to have lunch with Sam, while the others watched from a distance. Oliver tried to subtly ask if Sam remembered having any sort of supernatural experiences, but she didn't. She simply spoke as a good friend would when their friend talks about being emotionally distressed. Satisfied that Sam is really who she says she is and not some nefarious imposter, they left the student center. Next, they investigated the public campsites in the nearby woods, which the conspiracy map claimed had disappearances in 1955, 1988, and 2004. At one of the sites, Mac discovered a key amidst the litter, but there were no locks around, so he took it with him. At each campsite, Atera attempted the spell to look into the past. In 2004, a man was killed by a Jersey Devil a few feet beyond the tree line, and his partner fled. In 1988, a couple were killed inside their tent when a Jersey Devil burrowed through the floor. In 1955, Atera's perspective in the vision prevented her from turning around to see what sounded like a giant Jersey Devil that killed a lone man camping. Atera's spellcasting attracted the attention of another small Jersey Devil, which burrowed through the floor and bit her on the leg. It got a few other small hits in, but once again it was overwhelmed by the combined assault from the party. Jasper had taken another picture of it, but quickly realized that it was fading away. Also, the notes on the conspiracy map about the deaths in 1988 and 2004 disappeared as well. This made them come to the realization that killing these monsters makes it like they never existed, and that they had previously killed the one that killed Sam. They left the woods to recuperate and agreed to look for new butterfly effects and check out more sites on the map the next day.
Where are we at? We should start.
Hi.
Hi.
It's a podcast.
Oh god, didn't see the audience there. How you doing?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Hey,
I thought
guys.
We were just hanging out.
How did I get here? Where am I?
We didn't.
This is not my beautiful house.
Welcome back to Roll for Distraction, The Devil You Know, Monster of the Week. It's the 8th episode. There is a chance, not a giant chance, but a chance that this is the second to last episode. If it is, stick around to the end where we tell you about what the next season is. If it's not, ignore me.
Let's stick around anyway.
I mean, you know, stick around anyway, but like, also, you know, like, comment, subscribe, maybe become a YouTube member, maybe watch our live streams, maybe play Big Adventure Game, all those links in the comments. And let's just get down to business to defeat the Huns. Last time you guys went to the woods, or well, you talked to Sam first and that went okay. She seems normal and fine and just as confused as you are. And then you went to the woods to check out those points on the conspiracy map where it said that there were disappearances in 1955, 88, 2004. Atera used magic to look back into the past, saw people die in all three of those points. The one in 55 was a giant thing, so probably like the original one, but the ones in 88 and 04 were small. You then fought a small one, killed it, and the ones in 88 and 04 disappeared from the map Back to the Future style.
Yeah.
So you learned kind of how this works. It seems like when you kill one of these things, it sort of undoes their existence from the time stream. So on this episode, you said that you wanted to look for what any butterfly effects might be on the next day. And then you wanted to check out the two points on the map related to the Wharton State University Police Department. And also, Mac found a key in the dirt. Maybe it'll open something.
Yeah.
That would be convenient. Better.
It's the key to your heart.
I think somebody said that exact joke last time.
Playback.
It was Gerard.
No, I don't feel like finding it.
Is the professor alive?
I don't think so. Or he's...
Damn it.
It's Wednesday, October 21st, you guys.
Wow, that was like...
Wow, you guys were
in
just...
In unison.
You're just fucking on me. All right.
Honestly, though, I think our professor at this point is working for, not for the Jersey Devil, but like, we're going to find him in the big villain showdown at the power plant, and he's trying to make more of them.
He's going
to
be playing Master of Puppets on guitar.
I think you're the only one that thinks that.
Oh, you think that the professor is now like...
Part of it, yes.
Has been like Loki mindsepted into doing the evil work.
Yes.
Okay.
What are y'all's theories? I want to.
I think he's dead in the ditch.
Why don't we?
I think he's dead.
I think he's kidnapped for getting
to a point where we can actually speak to each other. Right. It's Wednesday, October 21st.
My dudes,
2015. You go to campus. You can meet up in the morning and hang out somewhere, and talk, and figure out what you want to do. To like look for butterfly effects and stuff before you go check out the police department. Where do you guys want to actually hang out on campus?
The calf.
Your mom's house. Sorry.
Or we can go back to the library rooms that we had last time.
Oh, yes. Secret rooms.
Okay, the library conference room is a good idea.
I agree with the majority.
I graduated high school before that meme. Oh, boy. Oof.
High school?
Don't date us, John. High school.
High school?
I remember, Katie, you're the old lady.
I am years old, so... Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
You're older than us? I thought you were younger.
Yeah. Great.
We won't talk about it, but yes, I am.
You guys are in the room now. You guys can actually speak. Go ahead. What do you guys want to do? How do you look for butterfly effects? What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
I get my butterfly net, and I go outside.
All right.
Mac.
I'm going to go grab the... I don't know, 2004 school yearbook from the library.
Say farmers.
Okay, they would have one, I suppose.
At the library, I'm just gonna start looking for whoever's name is George, and hope that he went here.
The people who died in the man, rather the person singular,
yeah,
who died in 2004 was not a college student by your best guess. Yes, that's the word.
Oh, mid 20s.
He looked older. He was like mid to late 20s, probably.
Yep, I wrote down a couple mid 20s. Then I'll go back to 2000 and 98 and grab that yearbook. Just try to look for someone named George.
We're going
to
go through all the years.
Okay. There's a few Georges who graduated from this mid-sized state school in
And you don't look familiar.
1988. All right,
1999. Next yearbook.
I would like to oops in these yearbooks.
Oh, gross.
Whoa. I'm just going to say no.
Wow, look. The 2001 yearbook. Here he is. I opened the specific page.
I don't know why these pages are stuck together, but whatever.
Oh, God.
Looking for George is difficult because all you really have to go on is a name and a vague age. And you don't even know if he went to this college.
No, he did.
So,
no, I'm
that's a little tough.
But he walked off, so I saw him, so I can't look for his photo.
Was it just one person in 2004? I can't remember.
There's one person in 2004, and there was also two in 1998, or 1988, excuse me.
I didn't get a name, though.
No, but you did get a look at them, and they definitely looked like college students.
All right, I'm grabbing the 88 yearbook as well, or the 87, or whatever year.
Can you recognize the people by face? Did you see enough
I
of their face?
I saw them intimately while they were getting intimate.
You saw a lot of them. And you don't find them in the 88 yearbook, but you do find them in the 89 yearbook.
Okay.
There they are, alive, looking. One year later than when you saw them die. So,
what are their names?
I'm gonna have to make up some names.
Bringo and Dingo.
Beautiful.
Very weird. They're Australian.
89 minus 21.
Are you trying to do
born
math?
Born in 1968 baby names.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Their names are Michelle and David.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, no, those are two very...
What
very
are their last track. Names?
Those are some very Gen X names.
Their names are Smith and Joe. Last names.
Joe. Michelle Joe.
Anyway, you found them. There they are. They made it to graduation.
Huzzah.
I'll point this out to the rest of the group.
Wow, guys, we saved a life.
We saved two lives.
Didn't change too much for other people.
Apparently the key to saving lives is being the time police.
I guess so.
If only were that easy.
I mean, it is. It literally is that easy. We did it.
We did, and now we've changed things. That doesn't stop the fact that there is still the big one.
True. Yeah, but if we kill the big one, does that mean the plane never crashes and the town is never put here? Like, what happens here?
Oh, I don't like thinking about that.
Yeah, are we gonna? We might.
That's
die.
A lot
we
of might... responsibility. Well, I'm not from here, so.
None of you are from the town.
Yeah, so,
I don't think anyone's from the town, right? Like, it's kind of just a place where people go.
Well, I mean, some people are, but no major characters have been from the town.
Have we bothered to even check the professor's office again?
Not since 2 days ago.
Do you want to try emailing him again?
Ooh, Alex, does the email that we sent go away or anything?
The emails that Oliver has with the professor that he's been checking up on him with, that chain is still there. That seems to be the same.
Okay.
I feel like we gotta go kill more of these things.
Or we could just, you know, kill the big one. If we keep, why kill the little ones? If we kill the big one, they get rid of the little ones.
Here's the thing, I think killing the big one is going to involve us breaking into a nuclear reactor, and I don't think we're ready for that.
Let's break into the
police
department
first. Is everyone else ready to end up on a no-fly list?
I don't fly much anyway.
Atara's like, bitch, I got a broom.
No, you don't know that much.
Oh, no. Yes, let's go break into the police station first.
Well, I thought it was an abandoned police station.
No?
There are two.
There's the main police building. You guys have the map. Look at the map.
It was like a building that was like, never saw anyone go into it.
Yes,
that's
the police annex. The separate police building.
It's there in Discord. Just go look at it. With
I see.
Yeah,
the police annex. We're looking.
Right at it.
Do you think we remember
Gerard,
annex?
I know, Gerard, I'm saying. Gerard's like, was it? And I'm like, just go look at it, man.
I was in the wrong chat. Leave me alone. I was like, where is it?
Oh, were you in general?
Colin sending his stupid memes.
Well, do we want to go to both police buildings?
Yeah, that's what you had said you wanted to do. You wanted to at least check out the main building from outside.
But I don't really think we're going to be able to investigate much at the main building where all the police officers are.
No, but you can still just like get a look at it.
You can take a gander.
Least,
you
know. Try and read one of the cops' minds and it just sounds like circuitry. It's like, all right, that man's a robot.
Beep.
The one that goes beep, boop, boop, bop, boop, boop, beep.
So let's go to the main one first, just take a look outside, and then go to the annex where we might actually be able to break in.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's go. Who's driving? Not me.
It's
on campus.
It's within the school.
It's like
you
a quarter
just,
mile.
Like, it's in like a normal main part of the school. There's like benches and
I don't have to
tables
walk that
and stuff
far.
Outside.
Someone carry me.
I thought you had a broom.
Late morning, you guys go toward the main Orton State University Police Department office. The note on the map says, "They've all been here longer than me?" ? You don't have any extra additional context for that. It's a pretty normal looking, you know, medium-sized brick building. Two stories, it's got a garage on one side of it for... you know, cop cars to park.
Two stories
for
indeed.
Or whatever.
A cover story and then what's really going on.
Not very meta. And you know, small dedicated parking lot with a few police cars, a pickup truck. So you're here, you're sitting outside of it. What do you want to look for?
We break in. 5-star wanted level.
Other suggestions.
Do we see any cops just meandering around outside or viewable that I can read their mind?
Every now and then one will go in or out. There isn't one, like, standing guard, you know, constantly in front, but presumably there are some directly indoors, and every now and then somebody will walk in and out.
Atara, how many people do you think could make shit themselves before they realize it's a problem?
Oh, I like that plan. I like that plan a lot. Let's start with just seeing what they're thinking, and then we'll commence with the shitting plan.
I don't even know if we're going to learn anything. I think it'd just be funny.
Oh, what can that plan be called? Plan
number two.
Plan number two.
Initiate plan two.
More like plan poo.
Can I read their minds just to see if I can get any information that might be prevalent to us?
Yeah. So you'll need to roll. I'm gonna be honest with everyone, with the audience. I'm kind of sick of the way that investigate a mystery works. This list of questions is incredibly short.
We're gonna make up our own questions. Basically. What color is my underwear?
But it's just gonna be like one question or two questions if you roll real good. Like, okay. kind of thing. So go ahead and roll investigate a mystery. You got a 9. So you can ask me one question via mind reading of an officer walking by the police station.
Do any of them think of anything suspicious? Is that question too vague?
No, but then my answer will also be somewhat vague. So okay. His inner monologue seems pretty normal, the snippet you get. He's just talking about, you know, his to-dos for the day as an officer, like what his patrol route is and all that, and you know, his schedule and when he has lunch break and all that. But in it, you hear there's kind of like a tinnitus-y type, you know, over the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Very faintly, that you don't ever get when reading anyone else's mind. You've never had that before.
Oh my god, he is a robot.
You don't think he's a robot.
Do I see any magical influences like coming off of any of the cops? Like any
you spend some time staring at them, and much like with the nuclear power plant, it's hard to see in the daylight, but there is a little something around most like of these officers' heads. Yeah. A little green yellow shimmer, very, very faint.
Okay, I convey that to the group.
I think, what if we just ask a cop about the murder and see if they know anything? Because we never learned the name of the victim, right?
That's true. It has been a minute. They haven't really
said
who
looked
got
on
it.
Any. Yeah, web.
There
like,
hasn't
any
been
news
another
posted?
Tweet or another article or anything that you guys have seen.
I mean, we
you know,
can
no,
go
no public
in there
update.
Asking about our professor. Like, hey, he's been missing for like a week and change.
We could ask
and
for
we
them
asked
to do a
someone
wellness
if
check.
Could, well, we already asked them to do a wellness check.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yes, Mac had asked one of the officers to do that on the second session.
Is there a law that says you have to identify a body within a certain amount of time or something?
No, that's why people get married, or that's why people get buried as Jane and John Doe's.
That just sounds like they couldn't figure it out. If they could figure it out, is there a precedent to release
Yeah, generally police departments are expected to
do their
report,
jobs.
You know, when they have found evidence, right? It goes to court. There's press conferences. That's all very normal. If they had discovered something, you would have expected to have heard. Or if they had, even if you know if they had just accused somebody, people probably would have heard by now. But
right,
nothing
well,
seems to have happened.
I feel like we could just follow up and be like, hey, our professor's been missing for like a week and a half now.
Can we file a missing persons report? That's
yes.
A thing you do at police stations.
I mean, that's always allowed.
Did we say that we checked online or any physical articles about the death that would have happened that would have been documented in a newspaper or something that didn't disintegrate?
Oh, that tweet. The tweet's not gone,
so,
right? Like someone
the
was.
The tweet
dead.
Is not
okay.
Gone.
Okay.
That
so we didn't kill that one.
So someone
no.
is still dead. Someone is still killed.
Well, a lot of people are still
right.
dead.
Somebody
well,
still died last week.
The first murder is still there.
Anyway, do you want to go into the building and file like a normal missing persons report? Or,
or at least ask
else?
About the wellness check.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, like we asked about a wellness check a week
sure.
ago.
Sure. So you guys can collectively, everyone?
Yeah, let's all go.
Yeah, sure.
We're
the whole
we're
group.
The,
yeah,
we're his
let's
five
all go.
Students.
Yeah, the five of you walk in, you know, normal is this sort of a reception area, and there's an officer behind like a glass thing, you know, with a little microphone at a front desk. He kind of gives you a little hand wave over. It says, can I help you kids with something?
Okay, who's going to speak for us? Who's going
to
speak here?
I will. We talked to one of the officers about, like, almost a week ago about doing a wellness check on our professor. We haven't seen him. He wasn't at class this week. His email signature said he was supposed to be back on Monday, but we still haven't seen him. So think you could help us out? I don't know how that wellness check went, or if it was a thing.
And he, you know, sits up and starts, like, looking on the computer. Which professor is this?
Professor Gordon.
He's like, all right, sure, let me Ramsey. Take a peek here, see if we
I swear to God, if you tell us that he's not even in the system as a staff member.
Yes. No.
Okay.
The officer looks for a minute and he's like, huh. Well, I don't have a police report or anything filed for that. I'm not sure if there was miscommunication somewhere or what, but if I can add that now. He's definitely not been showing up. I can.
Yeah. We went to his office for office hours on Monday. He wasn't there. Then we were supposed to have class on Tuesday and he never showed up.
Okay,
and,
sure.
It's been like over a week.
Yeah, and emails are still bouncing back with like the, hey, I'm out of the office.
I'll just say we haven't heard from him since the body was found incident. On campus.
Okay, all right, sure. Well, let me, hang on, give me a moment. And he starts typing. Yeah, I'm gonna file a missing persons report. I'm gonna put this out to the officers who are looking into that. But listen, I appreciate you guys bringing this forward to us. But there's nothing else I could tell you at this time. If you want to give us a phone number or anything, we can call you if we feel like we need more information. Or if you just if we find him and he's fine or not, then we can call you and tell you. But otherwise, that's about all I can do for you right now.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Has there been any news about the actual victim that was found? Was a name ever discovered?
I can't share anything right now, sorry.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not on the case, and I haven't heard either way, to be honest.
Okay, bye.
All right. Stay safe out there.
No.
Do our best.
No.
Okay, love you, bye.
Alright, I think our professor is dead or missing.
Definitely at least
Whoa.
Missing.
Whoa. No way. You figure that out on your own?
Leave me the fuck alone, Jasper. I'm having a rough week.
Oh, damn.
It sounds like you're actually having the best week of all. Your girlfriend came back or whatever.
Not my girlfriend.
Yet.
Your friend who is also a girl.
Okay, alright. I suppose in that sense that she is my girlfriend, but that's not what...
Your girlfriend.
My girl.
You're using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. You don't know my girlfriend. She goes to a different timeline. It is at this point that you do kind of start to come to a realization, having been in the police station now also. Your professor's note about they've all been here longer than me. You're looking at all these officers that you've dealt with. The parking lot the first day. Parking lot the second day, here and now, and just walking around campus these last 2 weeks, you're noticing that these people are all like at least 50, which is a bit of a suspicious age curve for an entire PD.
Yeah,
it's not a giant department, but
no, I'm okay with it.
They all have the same face. These might all be clones.
No.
Oh my God, they're all George.
Oh my God!
We are George.
Everybody's
You
George.
Are under arrest.
Did you say you saw magic around all their heads or something?
Yeah. They probably
Do they think they're still young? Can we go up to a cop and ask them how old they are?
Let's not.
Go right ahead.
Let's not draw any unnecessary attention to ourselves.
Yeah,
more
we're
so
gonna
than
get
we already
college
have.
Kids.
Let's draw.
We're gonna get put on a list. And what? Not the dean's.
What, for asking a cop what his age is?
Thank you, Brian.
I like that one.
anyway, what do?
To the annex.
To the annex.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You can walk over to the far end of campus to the sort of the last building on the row of the street, around a corner that nobody really ever goes to. It's around behind one of the lecture halls, kind of. And yeah, it says WSUPD Annex. And it's a small brick building, one story, not more than like 40 feet on a side.
Just one entrance?
And like two parking spots
Any
that
windows?
are empty. It has front windows, and it does have a security camera pointed, sort of like angled down at the door.
Oliver, you got the gun. Shoot the camera.
Let's not.
It's not Fortnite. You can't just go around shooting cameras.
Is there a window that the camera cannot see?
Who's the blind spot?
Window to the wall.
Hard to say without actually seeing from the perspective of the camera what its exact cone of view is.
Can I use magic to observe another time or place and observe from the perspective of the camera?
Okay, just the static noise that I just got from Alex.
Yeah, same. Just like, I was like, I don't know if that was it.
It's just...
Are there any wires going to the camera?
Yeah, it goes into the wall.
Does it look like there's any power at all in this building?
No, there's no lights on inside, certainly. The blinds are closed, but you'd be able to tell if the lights are on.
I feel like this camera's not working.
Is there a back door?
There is a back door, same situation. Sort of a little camera pointed at the area. And yeah, it's like one of those like fire escape doors where like it's painted red.
Atera, do your powers work like X-rays where you could follow the wire inside and see where it goes using X-ray vision?
Like Batman?
Like yeah. The Batman detective mode?
Yeah, yes.
It's the second time we've referenced that.
Yes.
Do you happen to be able to possess a mouse that we could send to check where they chew through the wires on this camera? I say that sarcastically.
I can just probably break the camera. I can do things beyond
also,
human
yeah,
limitations. Would we like it shattered?
You could just like shatter the glass in the camera.
Can I say that? Can I say, do we want it shattered? And I'll point up at it and just shatter it.
Yeah, good.
I roll
Let's
well.
Just do that.
You can just stand like way off to the side so that you're definitely not in
out
the field
of view, and then the camera just
shatter the glass so that it becomes sort of useless.
I rolled
if you cover
a 9,
it with something.
So
oh,
I get
wait.
A glitch.
Oh.
Katie rolled a 9. So yes, you do crack the glass. Let me just see which one of these glitches is appropriate. You take one harm, ignore armor. The glass,
well,
like a shard of it flies out and scratches you. So yeah, you have one harm.
Ow.
We're gonna go with that glitch.
Is the front door open?
No.
Hey,
it's
Mac,
been closed
key.
The entire time.
No, I mean like...
Key.
Okay, well...
It is locked,
that's
is,
what
if
I'm
that's
asking.
The question.
I assume yeah. the door is
I have
closed.
A key.
The key works on the lock. You go
the odds of that are
what
so
are
low. How did this happen?
That's the power of oops, baby.
I know. I'm calling it out, though. I'm like, you found a key in the fucking woods, and it's to this building.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You
says it right there. Important and useful, not necessarily related to immediate problems. It was not at all related to his immediate problem yesterday. But it has been important and useful.
All right, well.
So yes.
Oops.
You've entered the annex. You slam the door behind you because you don't want anyone to see that you've entered this building. That is only supposed to be entered by cops that no one really ever sees. But it is a very dusty old office. It's got... you know, a couple of desks, some filing cabinets. Doesn't look like they, like, had people, like, come here to, like, report crimes and stuff. It just looks like it was, like, an extra office space, essentially. And, yeah, it's just got a bunch of filing cabinets. You see that fire exit at the back. There's a blocked off, not blocked up, there's, like, a cutout section of the room. It's not a perfect square where there you assume there's a bathroom back there. And, yeah, a couple desks. One very old-looking computer. You figure from... You guys are kids, you don't know, but like early 90s or earlier.
A gateway PC from 2001.
No, probably earlier than that.
A Mac
this thing's running
DOS.
Computer.
With a floppy disk drive.
Oh, yeah.
Floppy disk.
Extremely floppy.
Well, no, but like a 5.5-inch floppy drive, not even the 3.5s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. one of the thick boy floppy.
Them fat bastards. Your missiles wrong.
And yeah, don't
the
ignore the way I said that.
Thick boy floppy.
And yeah, you're in here now. Go ahead and like investigate or look around or tell me what you're looking for.
I try to turn it on.
What do you know? The computer doesn't work.
Shit.
Is there any power? Is there a light switch I can test?
The lights work. They flicker, take a second to come on.
So they're. Is power
and
still
a couple of
the
them are burnt out, but yeah, the building has power. Some of the lights work well enough. But the computer, you think, you figure, has just been sitting here too long, unmaintained.
Do I see any magical influences or spirits?
No.
Okay.
Can I just do a general investigation check or something?
Well, yeah, if somebody wants to roll investigate a mystery and, you know, ask the questions, you know, somebody can do that. That's always an option.
I'm rolling investigate. Hi-ya! I rolled a 8, but I got a plus 3 in sharp, so that's a 11.
You can ask me 2 questions, Gerard.
Are there any secret, like, cubby holes or doorways?
You start poking around, you open the only door in here, which goes to the bathroom, just because you figure you might as well peek in there, and you're looking at, like, the space cut out for the bathroom from the outside, and the bathroom itself, and it seems like the bathroom is smaller than, like, the wall area around it would suggest. You go to that extra space in the main room, and there's a big, tall cabinet that you open, and it looks like it would have had, like, coats hanging or something. It's got, like, a bar at the top for like, hangers. And at the back of that cabinet, there's a seam.
Push on the
seam. Like, it has a false back.
Pull it out, pull it out!
you push on it. It looks like the interior of an elevator. It's a small metal room. And there's a little down arrow, a little up and down arrow button. Just no numbers, just an up arrow button and a down arrow button.
Let's go up.
Guys, I found the secret elevator.
There's no up from here, but we can go down. And if there is, then I have more questions.
But we go to the up means we go to heaven.
Some sort of extra dimensional attic in this building.
Yeah.
Honestly, wouldn't be that crazy.
Gerard, you do technically have a second question if you like. But yeah, you guys can react to this elevator first. You don't have to ask it right away. You can talk about the elevator situation.
What the hell did you just say to me?
I said, are there any weapons?
Oh.
A police station.
Well, maybe I don't want to ask a question.
Okay, well then don't.
Is there any weapons that we can take? Are there any old-timey police weapons to steal?
Old-timey?
Old-timey. Borrow?
I don't know. How old?
Yeah, there's like an old, like, British policeman billy club, like...
Building was abandoned in the 90s, not the fucking 1890s.
Look, it's the first wheel.
Ye old sidearm.
No weapons in the traditional sense. Because, you know, obviously if they're gonna abandon this building, they're gonna clean it out first. But, you do find, a couple of things that could be useful as such. They have enough of those really big, heavy flashlights for all of you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those, you know, those black ones that are like a foot and a half long and like 3 pounds.
The ones that you can smack somebody with and it's gonna
knock
them out.
The ones that are essentially a mace. Yeah. They take like 8 D batteries, yeah. And also among the flashlights there are screwdrivers and wrenches and basic tools.
I want a wrench.
Wants to grab any of that stuff.
I want to smack something upside the head with it.
I want the largest pipe wrench you got.
Classic BioShock wrench.
Congratulations, it's BioShock.
Hell yeah.
Is this Lethal Company?
No, Brian, this is Monster of the Week.
Are
do
we,
you want a shovel?
No, I want a walkie-talkie.
We have cell phones.
Yeah.
you just have
it's
phones.
It's 2015.
You guys have phones, right?
All right, Mac oopses.
We found the elevator.
We should go on the elevator first, and then Brian, I'll give you an oops, because I have a thing.
Oh, okay.
A small thing. It's not really a big deal, but as you guys are rifling through the room and papers and stuff, you notice, Mac, that some of the papers are dated, right? Police reports and things like that. They all stop being dated in late 1991, like December, November 1991. You can't find anything beyond that. So there you go. Ooh. There's your year.
Ooh. Guys, I have a year.
Did anything on the map correlate with that?
No. There's no 91 on the map.
Okay. All right, well, I guess let's get in the elevator. We'll figure that out. That'll probably help us out later.
Let's get in the elevator in two groups in case the elevator drops suddenly. Only have
nope. Everybody or nothing.
All right, I'll stay behind and go down second.
All right, we all go in and Max stays behind, we all die horrifically. Max, the only survivor.
Or the other way around.
In some number of trips, you get into the elevator.
One. The number is one. Because splitting up is a terrible decision here.
There's enough room for all of you. The entrance to the elevator itself is kind of thin because it's, like, hidden, but the elevator itself is, you know, it's 5 feet on a side. It's enough room for the 5 feet to stand it. It's a little bit of a squeeze, but it's fine. And you get in, you push the down button, and there's an interior door that closes, and it, you know, it creaks because it's old and it hasn't been really maintained.
It's serviced in 30 years.
Yeah, which is definitely sketch.
About 25 years.
And you descend pretty slowly. You know, it kind of chugs along, shakes a little bit. Definitely, taking this elevator ride is almost as scary as fighting one of these Jersey Devil things, right? Just because it's so shaky and the light is flickering.
We're all going to die.
And you go down for, like, 30 seconds or so. It's not a super long ride, but considering the speed you're going at, you figure that's two or three stories worth. You're pretty relatively
deep. We're deep underground.
Maybe four, depending. And you get down to the bottom, and the door opens. There's no display of a floor number or anything. And ahead of you is just a long, straight tunnel. Probably... Yeah. 8 or 9 feet on a side, perfectly square. There are lights, like there's light bulbs on the top, but they're all out. You just have your flashlights to go by. And you're not sure how long it is, but it's long enough that the flashlight doesn't hit the back, and it seems to just continue straight for your entire vision.
All right. So.
And it's like concrete.
Group decision. It's like, are we man-made. Following this hallway, or are we going back up?
Well, we need answers, so. Let's go.
Secret tunnel.
Secret
yes!
tunnel.
Yes, secret tunnel.
Yep. Under college.
Secret tunnel. Under the annex. Secret tunnel.
Secret, 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 secret tunnel.
All right, so all right. I got gun in one hand, flashlight in the other.
Axe singing in
yeah.
the background.
You step out of the elevator, start walking down, and when you're about 30, 40 feet away, you hear the elevator shut behind you and go back up.
Okay.
Somebody else is here.
Or it's just automatically staying up there. Is there a call? Does the flashlight see a call button? Like, can I shine it to see if there's a...
If you walk the couple of feet back, yeah, there is a... It's just a button. It's just unlabeled. It's just a circle button in the wall.
Okay, I'll come back to the group. It's a call button, it's fine. We can bring it back down. Let's go into the creepy dark.
You continue walking for a while, and it kind of continues, just straight, concrete, unmarked.
Do we hear the elevator come back down, or no, it just went up?
No. No, it doesn't seem like anyone's coming behind okay. you. Eventually, one of you, whoever's walking in front, I guess.
Hey,
not me.
I'm in front.
Sure. Oliver, at the very edge of your vision in the hallway, you get just a slight glint of something. Something is reflecting light back at you. There's some piece of metal or something.
And there's no, like, turn-off points here. This is just one long, straight hallway.
Nope, it's just been straight.
Okay.
Whatever it is that's catching the light is not on the floor. It's, like, in the middle of...
The wall?
It's at about, like, waist height.
Okay.
It's not on the wall either. It's, like, literally in the middle of the hallway.
Can I say that we all have maybe our left hands on the person's shoulders in front of us so that we all know we're all still here?
We have flashlights.
Never mind.
So yeah, you catch a glint of something metallic ahead of you, about waist height, literally in the middle of the hallway.
Is there like a chain suspending it, or is it just hovering there?
It looks like it might just be hovering.
Okay.
It's a mail slot. It's a door.
You don't see
a
wall
that
it's attached to.
All right, slow up.
Yeah.
I sprint.
And we approach slowly.
As you get closer, you see that it's an outline of a humanoid figure.
An outline of a humanoid figure?
Their back seems to be to you. And they're wearing dark clothing. Seems like what you caught a glint of was something on their belt.
some sort of piece of metal, like a holster for like a walkie-talkie or something.
Hi, Professor.
No,
just Blair, Blair witching in the tunnel.
Oh, thank God.
Is there a motherfucker T-posing in this hallway? Because I'm gonna start blasting. Like,
You're still like 20 or 30 feet away, and it doesn't seem like they've noticed you. You hear very faint, strained breathing, like a...
Oh, that's always a good sign.
I hate that.
Can I read its mind?
Atara, go ahead and roll to read a mind.
I am pistol leveled at this thing's chest, ready to just drop it.
A 9.
Can I go turn my lights up before we continue?
Sure.
I want to get in the mood. Hold on.
I don't.
No, 7.
7?
Yeah, it's plus sharp.
Oh, that's still so yeah, 7 to 9, whatever. It's still...
Yeah, beautiful. I added the wrong thing.
So, Atara, you all see this happening. You see Atara, you know, sort of reach your hand out to try to get into this person's head. As you do that, Atara, you just hear that sort of that tinnitus sound that you heard in the officer's head earlier. 1,000 times louder, overwhelming everything.
Put
your hands on your ear... over your ears. You guys see Atara do this. She puts her hands over her ears and she, you know, makes a little yelp noise. And this person whips around and starts running at you. They look almost like a zombie. It looks like an officer of some sort, a guard. Yeah, hang on. What do you mean by description?
I don't have a description. It's sprinting at me in a dark hallway.
No, I know. But it looks like a guard of some sort with a walkie-talkie and like an empty holster for
a
gun.
It's about to look dead.
He's like drooling, you know, bile. He looks disgusting. He looks like a zombie.
3 in the chest. Oh, sorry, 2 in the chest, 1 in the head.
John, roll kick some ass. Go ahead. He's running at you.
9 on the first one?
I'm sorry, it's not even kick some ass. You just shoot, actually.
Okay, 3 damage.
It's just a guy running at you. Yes.
It's very loud. Everyone else now has tinnitus, but...
Right, yes. You just fired a heavy magnum in a concrete hallway. Yeah.
I was wearing earplugs. I should have given everyone else earplugs. That was a bad idea.
But you hit him right in the upper chest, but he keeps running at you.
2 more.
No more.
Now we're actually we're doing a combat. In that time, he gets up close to you. Somebody other than Oliver can act. So this guy's now right up at you, 2 or 3 feet in front of you.
Oh God.
Running, hands out, ready to claw you like a zombie.
Can I try and whap him with my heavy-ass flashlight?
You may attempt a flashlight whack. That'll be kick some ass.
Oh, hold on. I'm on the
hallway's way. Wide enough that the 5 of you can, you know, you don't have to, like, worry about shooting through each other or anything.
6.
Okay.
Do I get his hand but not his head?
That's a big ol' no. On a 6 for kick some ass, unless you want to spend luck, but he runs at you.
Experience?
You mark experience. He runs at you, grabs you by the shoulders, and throws you to the right against the wall. You slam him against the wall.
Wow.
This guy's like freaky strong, and you take 2 harm.
Okay.
Oh.
You
shattered your skull.
I got a concussion.
To take a wrench to his head.
Okay, Mac, that'll kick some ass.
Rolled a 9, what do I add to that?
Tough.
Kick some ass, that's tough, so 10.
Okay, 10. So if you look at kick some ass, you can pick one of those on a 10 plus things.
I would like to move him up against the other wall that he threw.
Okay, so you want to like push him off to the side so that he's sort of pinned.
Yes.
Okay, so you swing your flashlight at him as he...
No, my wrench.
Okay, whatever. You swing your thick metal object at him. You do 1 harm to him. That's just a standard sort of melee weapon.
1? Good.
He, meanwhile, turns around and pushes off you. You, like Izzy, you take 2 harm as you fly into the other wall, but he stumbles back off of you, and he's now against a wall as well. Mac and Izzy have been thrown into 1 wall. Mac in fighting this guy pushed him off to the other wall.
Okay. So now I have 2 damage. 2 harm.
You have 2 harm.
Can I use magic to try to trap him to a wall?
Make him shit himself.
I don't think that's gonna stop him.
I can trap a specific person, minion or monster. Can I trap him, like, using the magic to force him to be stuck to the wall?
Sure.
Trap his ass.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
An 11.
Great. It just works. He is... He falls against the wall when Mac hits him, and as that happens, you sort of meld him into the wall. His ankles and wrists are, like, halfway in the concrete.
Is he facing us, or is his face, like, in the wall?
He is facing you and still acting like a zombie, sort of like, but he's
fighting
fully
it.
Stuck.
So it's like trapped. So can we just keep hitting it in the head with a flashlight until it dies?
Yeah, if you want to just say you kill him, you can just do that.
Yeah, I'm just
going
to keep bludgeoning him
until
it stops moving.
Wait, I
want to
let him bite me first.
No.
Do you not let him bite you?
It doesn't take much more than what you've done. One or two good swings to his very easy to hit non-moving head. And yeah, he stops struggling.
Right, start rifling through his pockets.
How's the tinnitus stop?
Well, Atara only heard the tinnitus when he was when she was trying to mind read him, which, you know, his mind is significantly caved in now.
I think
so.
He was referring to the gunshot tinnitus.
Oh no, that's gonna keep going for a bit.
Well, yeah, you might have a few more minutes of that. Rifling through his pockets, a useless old walkie-talkie.
Is it a police officer? It's a uniform.
No,
he
looks just like a security guard kind of guy. His clothes are sort of tattered, so there's no like obvious logo or anything.
And Atara doesn't recognize him from the visions from the deaths at the campsites or anything. It's not like one of those people.
No, this is not. It's not a face you recognize. What's left of it? You find Oliver. You find a magazine for a gun, but it's a smaller caliber. It looks like it was like a 9mm
okay.
sort of standard pistol. All
right, cool. Let's shove that in the pocket.
Yeah, if you find a gun for it, great. This guy did not have one, and yeah, that's really all he had on him, sort of pre-cell phone. So
no wallet.
No wallet.
I have a heal. I have a first aid kit. I would like to do some healing to myself and Izzy. And who did anybody else get hurt?
Yeah, hang on. I have to remind myself how that shit works again. Let me get the book.
I can also do magic to heal.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
I was gonna say, can I use his blood to make the marks on the floor to go back in time to see if I can find like when he got here in this state or anything about him? But if I use his blood to like tie me to him,
right? Sure. Let's do one thing at a time. If you guys want to do healing, let's do that. So yeah, you can use the first aid kit. You're gonna start running out of materials if you're trapped down here, but. Mag, if you want to go ahead and use that, you have enough to do 1 point for all the people who have been harmed so far.
All right. Izzy, take off a point. I'll take off a point. Anybody else get hurt?
Nope.
Me. I got
other
hurt
than
from
the guns.
I got hurt when I busted the thing out.
Yes. And then, yeah, Katie, if you want to do the standard use magic action to heal the other points of harm, you can. You'll have to do 1 for each.
Yeah. One's an 8. So there can be a glitch for one of them.
Great.
I'll take the glitch.
And the other's 11, so that one worked fine.
Ah, we'll go with the effect is of a short duration. So you have a wound, it's closed, it might reopen at a later point. It doesn't feel like it's...
doesn't mend it properly.
Mended properly. But for right now, you don't have a harm. Katie, you wanted to do a bit of magic for
yeah, I'm gonna
sort
start
of ritual thing.
Taking the blood off the body and start drawing things on the floor.
Sure.
As if it's totally normal.
So, yeah, you do your same sort of read the past ritual circle that you've been doing, but this time you use the added medium of this
blood.
This unfortunate guy's blood.
It's an 8, so there's a glitch.
Great. We'll come back around to that. You have...
I could also just not see anything. I only hear things. That could be an interesting glitch.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Or you could see things, but it's just sort of... It's
blurry.
Like your glasses are off. It's just very blurry, right?
Yeah.
You're in what you think might be this hallway, just judging by the sort of sound of the footsteps, the way it's sort of echoing. It seems like it probably is. you figure the lights are on because it's not all black, but it's sort of mostly a gray blur that you're looking at. You hear what you figure is behind you, like an alarm, like a kind of alarm. And there's some like distant screaming behind you, the occasional like crack of a gunshot.
Pachoo, pachoo.
The guy whose POV you're sort of looking through, sort of stumbling, half, you know, limping. He's got this like very labored breathing. He every now and then when he coughs, you hear some liquid hit the floor. You think he might be coughing up blood.
Yeah, cute.
He's trying to yell into his walkie. You know, does anyone hear me? Does anyone hear me? Please, we have to shut it down. Please, does anyone hear me? And before he can hear if there's a response or not, he falls down and coughs some more, and then the vision ends.
Does he fall right in the middle of the hallway there?
Judging by the sounds of the echoes and things, you figure it was probably in this hallway or some place very similar, yeah.
But, like, is it right where we found him?
You don't know. It's blurry.
That was the glitch. I can't see everything perfectly clear.
Yeah, but I want to know if he's been standing there for the past 20 years.
Well, you can't tell.
But I want to.
I want to know. But tell me anyway.
Atara snaps to conveys the story, and she's just like, "No, I don't know.
Tell me. I want to know about these strangers, like."
I want to know about this freaky weirdo.
I love Tarzan. Such a good movie.
Tell me more.
That soundtrack went so
hard. Hey, let us know down in the comments what your favorite Disney Renaissance movie is.
Atlantis.
Sure. Yes.
Oh, underrated, yeah.
Another good choice. Good choice. Yeah.
Yes, Atlantis.
With Hercules, personally, but yeah.
So I'll snap to and convey that to the group.
What your favorite Disney Renaissance movie is?
No! The Vision! Oh my god!
All right.
Brian's tired.
Is everybody ready to keep moving down the hallway?
Yeah. If an alarm goes off, we're in trouble.
As I said, do a little bit of roleplay about your current predicament, and then we can start wrapping up.
My head's killing me.
Well, you're healed, so.
Not all the way. So go.
Yeah,
one,
I healed
right?
You the second way.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got you, girl.
Thank you.
I messed
Brian
up on this one.
So, moving on.
Yeah, I guess let's keep.
Let's go the rest of the way
forward.
Down the hallway. I load my crossbow this time.
Sure. You didn't have that before?
You
did,
brought that
loaded.
To school?
Yeah, I was going to say, we were just.
I brought it to the annex.
We can say that you brought it like in between when you went to
also,
the tech
can
spots.
I point but... out, did John bring his handgun into the police station?
We can again say no, you got your weapon stash in between. It's fine. So, yeah, you guys sort of continue down this long, dark hallway into the unknown for quite some time. And that's basically where I'm going to end the episode, is you're just walking down this mysterious, dark hallway.
Cliffhanger.
No, give us more. Don't leave us there.
Dangling from the metaphorical cliff.
You know, I just... You know what? I jump. What's on the bottom of the cliff?
Wait, is there an actual cliff?
No. I said metaphorical.
Brian's confusing me now.
All right, real quick, end of session questiones. Did you conclude the current mystery? No.
Not even a little.
Did you save someone from certain death or worse?
Or worse. Ourselves. We definitely saved that guy from
yourselves. Yourselves don't count.
Oh,
we put
damn.
That zombie down. That's worse than death.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't.
You're just looking at the corpse with his head fucking caved in. I saved him.
I released him from his eternal prison.
We're gonna go with no. Did you learn something new and important about the world?
Yes, there are zombies.
Did you learn something new and important about one of the hunters? I don't think so. But I'll give you the world one. So that's 1 point.
I level up.
The big whammy is probably the best thing to take because I can just fight better. I would assume that a big fight is going to happen with the big Jersey Devil, the big dog, and a fight. You know what? I'm taking the big whammy. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Final choice.
I am going to take precise strike. When you inflict harm on a monster, you can aim for a weak spot. Roll plus tough. On a 10 plus, you inflict 2 harm. 7 and 9, 1. If you miss, you leave yourself open.
You just do more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do more damage. Yeah. So you're basically setting yourself up for like a riskier strike where if you miss, you know, you're going to be taking more harm. But if you hit, you do more harm.
Yes.
Either way, whether it's a good hit or a great hit. So yeah, that's that. That's leveling up. So yeah, very strong chance that this is the second to last episode, given what just happened. So if I'm wrong, I'll just cut this out. But otherwise, here's the little title card, little trailer thing for the next season. So, next season, for audio listeners who just heard a little bit of music and have no idea what the hell just happened, is going to be a game called Salvage Union, which is a mech system. We just did one, but we're doing another one, because you guys enjoyed them so much. No, but in all seriousness, a small publisher called Leyline Press reached out to us and said, like, hey, you know, we're an indie publisher, we've got this game. Would you like to play it? We'll give it to you for free and support you, to help you make the show. It's not sponsored. They're not paying us, right? I don't want anyone to think that we're, just being bought out or anything like that. But it was very nice to be thought of and reached out by them. We really appreciate that.
And we get more mechs.
And yeah, we know you guys like mechs because the Lancer videos do good. So we're going to be playing that, in a sort of break of tradition. I'm gonna do two campaigns in a row, just because we figured if it's another mech game GM'd by John, it's gonna have like a similar tone and everything. So John might do two in a row after me. Perfectly balanced as all things should be. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. It will probably be coming out 2 weeks after the finale of this. If there's any sort of delay in that, if we're taking a week off or something, we'll let you know. But anyway, yeah, that's that. Like, comment, and subscribe. Catch our live streams. Play Big Adventure Game. Consider becoming a member, and we'll see you in 2 weeks with probably the finale.
Bye. If not, you're going to be really confused when the episode just ends with us going bye.
This is the second outro. All right,
let's start saying goodbyes.
Yes, thanks for watching.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye, farewell.
We're left on a cliffhanger. Goodbye.
Get out of here. Goodbye. You're not welcome anymore. Goodbye. Get out. Goodbye.
Roll for Distraction is produced and edited by Alexander Vigna. The show features Alexander Vigna, Alexandria Holbrook, Gerard Lambrugo, Brian Graff, John Price, and Katie, aka Gifted Faker, as the cast. This episode features the following music: Antarctica by Frank Schroeder, I Don't Recognize This Place Anymore by Fat Sounds, Around the Corner by Dave DeVille, Darkling by Kevin MacLeod, and Unsettling Industrial Atmosphere by Tim Kulig, from filmmusic.io, used under the Creative Commons license. This episode also features track 105, Weirder Things, from tabletopaudio.com. The Devil You Know theme is an original piece by Brian Graff. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in the next episode.